The Gemara Masechta Ksubis Taflam Zainam and Aleph says Rami Shvuya Shvuya. The Gemara asks a question regarding the halachas of Shvuya. The Tanya Gyors Vashvuya Vashivcha Shniftu Vishnaskayu Vishnashtachru Yaseris Abnai Sholosh Vyamechad. If any of these women were above 3 years old, Tzrichas Lahamtin Shlosh Chadoshim, they need to wait for 3 months from when they were ransomed or became geyrus until they could get married, in order that we should be able to determine if she was pregnant and if the children, what was the status of those children. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Mata La'aris Onasa Miyad. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we have to be concerned that a shvuya was nivala la'akum, and therefore she has to wait for 3 months until she could get married. And why, therefore, did the Gemara previously say, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a shvuya is considered b'kudushasa, and she doesn't need to wait. Ishtik. So Rabbi Yosef remained quiet when being asked this question. Amleis, Rapapa Bashmul said to him, Midi Shmielach Beha, did you hear anything regarding this? Amleis, Rapapa said, Hacham Rav Shuas, Sharua Shenevela. We're referring to a situation that we know that the Shvuya was Nivela. Only when we don't know that the Shvuya was Nivela is the halacha that we need not wait. But if we know that she was Nivela, we need to wait. Ihochi my tam Rabbi Yosi. Ask the Gemara that if we're referring to a situation that we know for sure she was Nivela, why would Rabbi Yosi say we don't have to wait? Omer Rabba, so Rabbi Ava responds, so Rabbi Yosi, ish mezana, meshemeshes b'moshle tesabra. A woman whose mezana is careful to use precautions that she should not become pregnant. Ask the Gemara, bishlam giyoris. So by Giyaris, this line of reasoning makes sense. Kivin the data Ligura, since she intends to become a Giyaris, Menatra Nafsha, she watches herself not to become pregnant. Shvuya Noya, by Shvuya as well, Tlayoda Hechamamtala, she doesn't know where she'll end up, and there's always a possibility that she will be ransomed. So that's why she tries to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Shifchanami, by Shifcha as well, the Shaman Mipi Mara, she knows from her owners that they're about to free her, and since she knows that they're about to free her, she again watches herself not to become pregnant before she becomes a full-fledged Jew. Ela Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin, a Shifcha that goes out because her owner knocked out a Shem V'Ayin, that's not something that she knows. That's not something that's planned. My ikalameima, why over there would havchana not be required? V'chitem, and if you'll respond, koma meila, then in any situation indeed which was not pre-planned, like Amar Rabbi Yosi will agree that the 3 months of havchana are required. Ask the Gemara v'rayinusa, a woman that was violated, the memela, she doesn't know that that's chas v'shalom, unfortunately, rechmona l'tzlan, going to happen to her. And yet, Tanya, we learned that nusim afuta, tzrichas lahamtun shloshe chadosh divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi matel osi l'naris miyad, he allows them to get married immediately. El amar Rabba, says Rava, kesav Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion, isha mezanim sapeches. Every woman who has relations with a husband, with someone who's not a husband, is careful not to become pregnant. Vidach, and Rabbi Yehuda says we do need to wait. It's not something that's foolproof doing this method, and therefore we can't rely on it. So here we learn a very important halacha, the halacha of avchana, the halacha that a woman after her marriage terminates, has to wait 3 months before she could get remarried. And indeed, that is the halacha in Evan Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph, Kalisha Shenizgar Shalonis Almano, any woman that's divorced or became a widow, Harezei Loitil Nosei, Vloitis Ares, she may not get remarried, even Eresin, Lachar to anyone else, Achatamtim Tishim Yoim, until she waits for 90 days. And the way, says the Shulchan Aruch, those 90 days are calculated, Chutz Miyom Shenizgarish, Oy Shemes Bala, the day of her divorce, or the day her husband died, is not counted in the 90 days. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'chutz miyom shenis aris, but the day she gets married is also not included. Kadesh Yoda, in order that we could be certain in knowing imi iberis or enim iberis, if she was pregnant from the first husband or not. Lahafchen, so that we can make a clear determination, bein zaroi shal rishin v'zaroi shal shedi, that we can make a clear determination between the who is the child, if she's a child from the first husband or a child from the second husband. This halacha is a very important halacha. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shailos HaTshuvos Radvaz, who says, according to the Rambam, a woman who is able to have children, a woman who's still of childbearing years, the issa for her to get remarried is an Isser Doraisa. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes Paiskim that disagree with the Radvaz, and they're of the opinion the din of Avchana is only din the Rabbanan. The Shailos HaTshuvos Toras Chesed in Simen Gimel says that even though it seems that most are of the opinion that it's an Isser Rabbanan, it's still, he calls a takana keduma, a very early takana that goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are a number of questions that obviously come up when we discuss this question. One question is, what is, if a woman is, we know that she's not pregnant. Nowadays, it's very easy to know that a woman is not pregnant. We do a pregnancy test, and the pregnancy test shows that this woman is not married, that this woman is not pregnant. Or another example that even the earlier Paiskim discuss is that she was pierced a nida. She became a nida. We know that a woman who is a nida, who becomes a nida, is obviously not pregnant. So the Paiskim say, and I saw that the Sharm Tzon Ba'alocha in Simen, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Hei, Sif Katne Chaf Alev, says that under no circumstances do we rely even on a doctor's examination to tell us that we know she's not pregnant. As the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us that even if Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell us that this woman is not pregnant, it makes no difference. She may not get remarried until the 3 months are up. Teravos, the Stechemed, does quote Paiskim that are lenient in a situation where it's not just that we're relying on a pregnancy test or relying on the fact that she became a nida. If we could see that she's pregnant, maybe we could be more lenient. Although the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, Chelik Bey, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, says, and so too does Darach HaShulchan say, let's say a woman was married and her husband died, and then after the husband died, she miscarried. So she obviously is no longer pregnant.
Still, says the Chasam Sofer in Derech HaShulchan, the halacha of waiting the 3 months of Havchana is a very serious halacha, and under all circumstances, we have to follow this halacha, and we cannot allow her to get remarried. Similarly, the Paiskim discuss a situation where there was a couple who were separated for quite a while before they actually got divorced. And the question is, can they ultimately get divorced? Can the wife get remarried without waiting the 3 months of Havchana? So there is a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Ches. The issue over there was a woman was separated from a husband for 2 years, and now she finally received a get, and now she wants to get remarried, and as we're learning now, she has to wait 3 months. But the question that was asked was, if we won't wait the 3 months, the shidduch, this man who's prepared to marry her, will not agree to wait, and she may not be able to withstand that stress. What should we do? So even though, as we've been learning, Loi Plug Rabbanon, he says, he wants to say a chiddush, that we don't say Loi Plug, Loi Plug is important, but it isn't the same as the actual gzeira. However, there is a tshuva, there are two tshuvas in the Rishmaisha. There's one tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelik Aleph Simen Chav Tes. Discusses a woman who was married for 17 years without having children. And then her husband abandoned her. And now she finally received the get. And it's a shas atchak, like we're discussing, where if we won't let her get married, either this man won't be willing to wait for her, or they'll end up not having a proper kosher wedding. Says Ramosha, we can't be makel. Just like the Gemara Masech the Yevamah says, Ramosha says that even if her husband was in jail, that there is no question that she's not pregnant from him. Still, the Gemara says that every woman has to wait for 3 months. Certainly in this case, where they weren't as separated as a husband being in jail, there's always a possibility that they did perhaps have relations during that time. We have to wait. And even the fact that they lived together for 17 years, and she never became pregnant during those 17 years, that isn't a reason to be makel. Because just like the halach is, that even by zakena or by ketana, the halach is you have to wait the 3 months, even by an islandess who has all of the simone islandess, the halach is we have to wait the 3 months. Here too, we have to wait the 3 months. The one issue that he discusses, because the Shulchan Aruch later discusses, what is the halacha if a person did get married, b'shogig, b'mezid. So here, maybe if she already got married, he's prepared to be a little more lenient. Similar, there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, in Eben Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Memches, similar question, where the couple were not together for many years before they got divorced, and now the husband finally agreed to give a get, and the woman is prepared to get remarried, and now we're telling the woman, you have to wait for 3 months, and the woman is now willing to wait for 3 months, and if she won't wait, and if we insist on the months of Avchana, the concern is she may end up getting a chuppah of a kiddushin from a non-Orthodox rabbi. So Rav Moshe says that isn't something that particularly bothers him. And again, Rav Moshe says 2 points. Number one, he says, once Chazal said loy plug, we can't make any leniency. That is dalach under all circumstances. Furthermore, Rav Moshe says a very interesting point. He says, who says that we necessarily want this woman to have a proper kosher marriage? Because obviously, we're not dealing with a woman who's particularly observant. And we don't know what is going to be the outcome of this second marriage as well. And for all we know, this second marriage may end up with a get. Now, if it was a proper chuppah of a kiddushin, then you need to have a proper get. And we need to be concerned with this type of person, will she indeed have a proper get? And therefore, we may be better off, even if she's saying that she doesn't want to have a proper cup of kedushim because she doesn't want to wait, so let her not wait. Similarly, there's a tshuva, and the shayos of tshuvas van Hoggis, chelik beis simen tof reish ayin aleph, who also takes a very strong point. And he says, his Shaila has a different twist to it. The Shaila he was asked is where the woman says that if you'll allow me to have proper chuppah of a kiddushin, then I'll act like an observant woman and I'll keep Hilchus Nida, Hilchus Taharas HaMishpacha. If, however, you won't allow me to have a proper kiddushin, so I'll get... Either I won't get married with a proper marriage, or I won't have kedushin at all. I just live with this man, and if that's going to be the case, she threatens that she won't follow Hilchus Taharas HaMishpacha. Still says Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, we have no right to make a determination what should be done. If Chazal, as we learn in these Gemaras, was so strict about Avchana, so we have to follow the halacha of Avchana under all circumstances, no matter what, and not offer marriage to a woman until 3 months of the previous marriage are formally over.